Zok the Mishnah Vayitra, Masechtes Pesachim, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Hey. How did they let people know what time it was in the times of the Beis HaMikdash? They did so with the chalais of a carbon taida. What is a carbon taida? Carbon taida is a carbon that is a thank you carbon. It's brought when a person was zaycha to be saved from a dangerous sickness. He returned from a dangerous voyage at sea, made it through a desert alive, when he was released from prison. To say thank you to Hashem, he brings a carbon taida. And along with the animal comes 40 loaves. 4 out of the 40 were given to the kohanim, and the rest are eaten by the owner and his guests. As a matter of fact, how long do you have to eat a carbon taida? The day you shecht it and the night. How long do you have to eat a carbon shlamim? Well, there you have 2 nights. But with the carbon taida, there's so much more to eat. How come you have less time? And the answer is Chazal, the Torah, wanted to put a person in a situation where he has to invite as many people to show that he's saying thank you to Hashem. Very important to say thank you to Hashem. The Al Shulchan Kodesh says Hashem has a minig. You know what Hashem's minig is? The more we say thank you, the more he gives us. Anyway, out of the 40 loaves, 10 were chametz. The rest were matzah. What did they do with that chametz? The Oidam of Rabbi Yehuda furthermore says Rabbi Yehuda. Now remember, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you can eat chametz the entire 4th hour. The entire 5th hour, it's kind of suspended. Asr b'chila mutar b'hanah. And you start burning the chametz at the beginning of the 6th hour. Zok Rabbi Yehuda, shtei chalas shel taida. They took 2 loaves of the carbon taida that were chametz. Psulais, that became pasal. Why did they become pasal? Well, a carbon taida can be eaten until the midnight after you shecht it. Now, there's a halacha that you're not allowed to bring a carbon unless you have the full time allotted to be able to eat it. Which is why you aren't even allowed to bring a carbon taida on Erev Pesach. If you brought a taida on Erev Pesach in the morning, you would only have until Chatzais to eat it because of the chametz. So many people who wanted to say thank you to Hashem for the many nisim that happened to them would bring their carbon taida on the 13th. But still, there were so many carbon taidas that there were always chalais that missed the deadline and would become pasul. Zakt Reb Yehuda, this is what we did with those chalais. Shtei chalais shel taida psulais, munachais, they were placed al gag ha-yitztaba. What does this mean, the roof of the yitztaba? On the Harabayas, there were benches for people to be able to sit. You weren't allowed to sit in the Azara. Only direct descendants of Malchus Beis David. On the Harabayas, there were benches for people to sit, and there was a covered roof that was supported with poles. The loaves were placed on top of the roof, so they could be seen, even from far away. And people knew, Kalzman Shemunachis, as long as they were laying there, Kalua Meichlam, everyone ate chametz. Nitla Achas, if 1 loaf was taken off, Toilin. They said, it must be the beginning of the 5th hour. The halacha is Toilin. And as explained in the previous mission, that means chametz says Aser Biachila, but it's still Mutar Bana, and you don't have to burn it yet. Nitlu Shtein, when the Shliach Bezin came and took off both loaves, if people looked up and they said, there's no loaves there at all, Hischilu Kaluam Sarf, and everyone began to burn their chametz. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel says, Chulin Necholin Kol Arba. What does Chulin mean? Chulin comes from the same Lashon as Chayil, weekday. There's no Kiddusha here. It's regular food. It's not Truma, it's not Hegdish. Sagt Rabban Gamliel, Chulin, which is Chametz, Necholin Kol Arba, you can eat the entire 4th hour. Well, that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. You can eat Chametz the entire 4th hour. However, Rabban Gamliel says, Utruma, when it comes to Truma, Kol Chamesh, you can continue to eat it even into the 5th hour. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, when the 5th hour comes, you can't eat any chametz. V'sarfim b'tchil ha-shesh, and you begin to burn the chametz at the beginning of the 6th hour. Now, why is it that Rabban Gamliel gives us an extra hour to eat Truma? So the Bat Tanura explains, there's a din that it's asur lahafsid kachim b'yadayim. When it comes to Truma, we have a responsibility that it shouldn't be wasted. So we don't want to destroy chametz unless it's absolutely necessary. We have no choice. And that's why Rabban Gamliel allows an extra hour for eating chametz. Okay, let's quickly chazer over what we learned in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says they took the two chalis of the carbon taida that would become possible because everybody had to bring their carbon taida on the 13th of Nisan. The 14th would be too late because you only have until Chatzais to eat it, and you can't bring a carbon unless you have the full time to eat it. Lamai said there were so many carbon taidas that they didn't have a chance to eat all the chalis. Some would become possible. They were placed on the roof of the itztaba, that's the covering over the benches, and that was a simen. If both were there, that meant that it's before the fifth hour you can eat your chametz. If one was taken, that meant it was the fifth hour. No eating, but you could still have it on. You don't have to burn it yet. When both were taken off the roof, that was a simen. It was the beginning of the sixth hour, and everyone started to burn their chametz. In our Mishnah we learned, Rabbi Gamliel says, yes, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to chulin. You have up until the fifth hour. You only have the entire fourth hour to eat it. But there was an extra hour to eat truma. Now, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with this. Some say that's why they use the simen of the carbon taida, the chalas of the carbon taida. Rabbi Yehuda holds they dafka did that to show that even though it's hegdish, you still can't eat it during the fifth hour. The halacha, by the way, is according to Rabbi Yehuda.